Paul White on our first broadcast. Thanks for bearing with me. You know, I'm still in spring training mode here. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, how'd you like Dwayne? Dwayne just popped in on me there.
Well, I know how that works. You know, it's spring training, man. People just show up, and you never know who's going to be around. And I've got to bow down. Anybody and what I still say is the best overall broadcast crew in the games. Hey, those guys are the best.
Yeah, it is. I love just hearing Dwayne's voice. As I always say, you can read the phone book to me. Well, Paul White with us, of course, just to catch up with you a little bit, you did predict Washington and the Astros in the World Series. Washington ends up winning it. We haven't talked since really the end of the season. Let's get a little bit of your thoughts on last year's playoff and the momentum that baseball had, at least heading into the winter.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was, you know, a lot of compelling stories. You know, if you, I think the Nationals kind of snuck up on the national scene in the sense that, okay, they were in the playoffs, so they were a wild card, and it was a fun game when they managed almost on a fluke play in the eighth inning, beat Milwaukee in the wild card game, beat Josh Hader. Okay, that's nice, and they just kept going, and they just kept going, and you know, the World Series was great in the sense that. You know, never seen it before where the home team lost every game, which runs counter to what we now have learned to expect, considering everything we learned this winter about the Astros. You know, how is that possible? How do the home teams lose anymore? But I think it's almost like we've forgotten what happened last year. I mean, you know, as you guys were talking a few minutes ago, the Astros situation, and we'll see what the Red Sox situation is here shortly, it's consumed everything. You know, I think the he said and the sniping, I think that's going to go away because every media group in every spring training camp had to go talk to their guys when everybody showed up and say, what do you think? So we got all those reactions. Now, the incident's never going to go away. The problems are going to be there. You guys talked about the possible censure, ways to handle it, and that's probably the best way to go. But it's going to be hanging there. But now, at least, we can look at the fascinating aspect of how is that going to affect the season? Mm-hmm. How will teams react when they play the Astros? How will the Astros react? I think it's every bit as likely that this team becomes the Iron Sheik of baseball, you know, the pro wrestling villain. Everybody hates them, and they just keep winning just despite everybody. And if, forget about where it came from, but that could be an incredible storyline all year because they're still that good.
Boy, very good perspective. I hadn't looked at it like that. You know, I kind of have the feeling that once the games start, it's such a public issue that you can't knock them down. You know, right. you can't bust them up at second base. The game isn't played like that anymore. Everyone's so careful about, you know, brushback pitches and all that kind of stuff. But maybe there will be that animosity because, you know, Paul, the thing that has surprised me about this whole thing, it's talking to the players and even here in the camp here. And I'm talking to veterans, you know, a few of the pitchers and different people. There are a lot of people who are very upset at what Houston did.
Yeah.
Very upset.
Yeah.
And they've expressed their opinion about it.
And I think part of that still stems back to what a lot of people have perceived as the arrogance of the entire organization. And Jeff Luhnow's never been a popular guy, even when he was in St. Louis before he went to Houston. I remember the last time the Cardinals were in the World Series, I was still working full-time at the time, and we were working on stories. And one of the higher-up people in the Cardinals organization, when we were working on how the Cardinals built their team, and Luhnow was a big part of that in the farm system, one of their top people grabbed one of our reporters and said, please don't give him any credit for this. He is such in a lot of expletives. Anyway, he's just that unpopular. And I think the arrogance that a lot of people felt carried over to the field, you know, we know how to do things better than the rest of you, the heck with you, I think that helped this. And then Jim Crane, the way he mishandled the whole situation publicly, just added to that. It's like, yeah, okay, we got punished, but hey, we won. So I think that's where a lot of that comes. You know, it reminds me of steroids in the sense that if you remember when rumors were coming out and guys may or may not have tested positive, how they were accepted by the public was in direct proportion to their reputation in the first place. Jason Giambi was a great guy. He kind of got a pass on the stuff that came out. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, depending on where you are in the country, maybe not so much. And I think that's a big part of it.
Boy, interesting. Well, that's going to be a storyline as we go through it. Paul White with us, of course, the creator of the USA Today Baseball Weekly many years ago and still has a finger on the game and the pulse of the game, and we love talking to Paul, and this is, I think, our 18th year together doing this, so we go back to, back to 2002 or so. The National League West, you know, it looks different. Mookie Betts is here, David Price, Bumgarner's in Arizona. Arizona went out and made moves. The Padres, I think, if I read Barry Bloom's column correctly, have three managers. They have an associate manager, a manager, and another person. And then you get Colorado with Arenado. All of a sudden, then you get the new-look Giants. And, Paul, let me tell you, I don't know how it's going to translate in wins and losses, but their approach to the game is like night and day from years past. So that's the West.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously the Dodgers are the favorite. I mean, they're just the overwhelming talent. But, you know, the West is a great example of what I start to look for this time of year. You know, I mentioned I want to translate the Astros situation into how do they react on the field? How does that play out going forward? And now it's like, all right, we spent the winter saying, well, this team did a lot. This team didn't do anything. This team went backwards. Well, what are the fascinating teams? Okay, unless the Dodgers fall on their face somehow, I don't think there's a story there. But you mentioned the other teams. You know, the Padres have been doing a lot in bits and pieces. I mean, obviously, you go back to Hosmer. Machado was a big hit in terms of the money. But so much that they've done with their farm system, younger guys, are those guys ready? Those are the interesting teams to me. Are the Padres ready to make that step? The Diamondbacks could be sneaky good. You look around, for those teams, it's probably trying to get a wild card just because the Dodgers are in the division. But if you go elsewhere in the league, I mean, if you go to the Central, anybody but Pittsburgh could win that thing. I can make case for any of them. And, you know, and the East will be fascinating. You got the World Series champions. But then you have the team that beat them in the regular season, Atlanta. Do the Mets have enough pitching? How do the Phillies react after Gabe Kapler? That'll be interesting, too.
Yeah. I love the stories in the National League. And the Reds are, that's one. I was asked this the other day, things I want to see. I want to see the Reds. I want to see if that pitching staff is for real. And what they're going to do with that offense. Well, look, I love having you on, and it's been great to catch up with you today. And I apologize for Dwayne jumping in there in our segment
no
a little. But we love hearing his voice as well. But, we'll catch up with you next week or the week after as spring training starts to develop. And we'll go from there because this is just the beginning. I think it's going to be a fascinating year. We touched on the National League. We haven't even talked about the American League yet. Because of the A's and the Astros in the West.
Right.
We've got Minnesota all of a sudden spending a ton of money. Can they hit 300 home runs again? The White Sox are a story. And then you get the Red Sox debacle. And then you get the Yankees versus the Astros again and all that stuff. So we have storylines.
And Tampa Bay may be the team everybody's sleeping on.
That's right. Very good. All right, Paul, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week or the week after.
Sounds great, Marty.
All right, thank you. That is Paul White. Always a pleasure to have him on. More coming up right after this.